Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. You know, this time of the year, chances are good that you'll find the 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life. It's playing somewhere. Remember this prescient prediction?
We're listening, Sam.
Well, look, I have a big deal coming up that's going to make us all rich. George, do you remember that night in Martini's Bar when you told me you'd read someplace about making plastics out of soybeans?
Yeah, as predicted, plastics became a huge business, but we never foresaw what the huge problem of getting rid of them, right? And we all thought, well, we'll just recycle them. And as we know, it's not turning out to be that easy. Joining me now to talk about what plastics are doing to waste management in Oregon is Erin Ross, a science writer and researcher at Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Welcome.
Hi, Ira.
So tell us, there's a new report out on Oregon State recycling levels. How's it doing?
Not great. The data is from 2017. That's the most recent year we have numbers for. And the percent of waste that's being recycled or composted has declined. It's down to just about a quarter, about 20%, 27% of our waste is recycled. And that's a little lower than 2016 and almost 5% lower than 2014.
Oh, wow. So what's causing the drop?
It's mostly the collapse of international markets. So sorting and cleaning recycling is really expensive. So for a long time, the U.S. would just send bales of plastic to China, where it would sometimes be recycled, and it was a lot cheaper than doing it here. But near the end of 2017, China stopped accepting these products. It just wasn't financially viable for them to keep on recycling plastic, which was often contaminated and impure. So other countries started accepting it, and the U.S. just kind of started shipping it to other places. But like in the case of Malaysia, they just shipped it right back. They didn't want our contaminated plastic.
Sometimes it's burned. And we know that plastics are a growing component of our waste, right? So there's more and more of it.
Exactly. And we're also making more waste. When we were in the recession, our waste production dropped nationally. And then we're buying more. We're making more waste. So
it's not a question of just doing a better job of sorting the things at home, you know, bin for plastic number one and then for number two, stuff like that.
No, unfortunately, and this actually kind of blew my mind when I learned it, but even like supposedly pure plastics are contaminated. So two number one soda bottles might not be recyclable together. And since plastics can only be recycled so many times before they lose their value, it's kind of always been this red herring.
Wait a minute. So I'm not sure, you know, this number one bottle and a second number one bottle may not be the same plastic.
Yeah, they might not be the same plastic, which is really wild.
that is wild. And it's not that the people in Oregon are bad. The state bottle bill has been very successful, right?
Yeah, so Oregon had the first bottle bill in the country, which is where consumers pay a deposit on like glass or aluminum or plastic, and then they get it back when they return the empties to the state. And it's always been really successful. And in 2017, actually, the year that we had this data from, Oregon raised the deposit. And so now almost all bottle bill eligible materials are recycled. So that kind of makes this drop in total recycling levels, though, even more kind of poignant, because we're doing a lot better at recycling some things. So even with that increase, we're still losing ground overall. We're still making more waste.
Oh. So what are they suggesting that people do? Is there anything they can do other than using less stuff?
Unfortunately, there isn't really. For a long time, you know, people who study recycling have been warning us that plastic recycling just really wasn't feasible long term. So reducing is always the best option. We can also always try to reuse. So if you get, say, like a yogurt tub, trying to repurpose that for something, using it for leftovers, I mean, it's getting at least one more life that way.
You know, I found that you can really reuse a big Ziploc bag a few times if it's not really that dirty. They're just, you know, holding some big things in it sometimes. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Erin Ross, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Erin Ross, science writer and researcher at Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Have a good weekend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the strange behaviors of the sun. There is a Parker solar probe, it's called, and it's sending back its first data. It's the closest thing we've ever sent to the sun. And some interesting findings that were unexpected are coming back in the data. So stay with us. We'll talk with some of the mission scientists after the break. Don't go away.